Welcome to the Timely Drops of Wisdom podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Carmen, founder of Resourced Apothecary, where we are asking you to rethink how you refill your cup. Resourced Apothecary offers sustainable practices and products to help you deepen your connection to yourself, your community, and to Mother Nature. Here in this podcast, I'm sharing the plant spirit medicine I receive from the plants and the land. The plants share their wisdom through messages and actual medicines. We'll discuss both in detail. In addition, I provide sound healing and guided meditation to help you connect in with the plants in your unique way. And I offer suggestions for integrating all of this into your life with rituals and practices that are both manageable and powerful. I'm thankful you're here. Let's get into today's topic. Hello, dear listener. Today, I have a message from Dandelion to share with you. I'm pretty excited about this one, so let's get straight to it. I call on my source, my angels and my spirit guides. I call on the Reiki masters and Kuan Yin. Please be with me, bless and protect this exchange. I call on Dandelion, my favorite flower. Such a powerful plant with so many gifts to share. Please join me in conversation here. For so long, you've been my favorite. I smile even when I think of you. My daughter knows exactly who you are and how happy you make me. I try to teach her not to pick without asking. We're still working on that. I'm in awe of how much you do for the world around you. Your resilience and perseverance are incredible. Lately, I've been feeling very called to work with your flowers in relationship to the solar plexus chakra. I get this mental picture of you sending your energy deep into my liver, the way you send your taproot deep down into the compacted soil. I'm wondering if you will be energetically mining nutrients or breaking up the compacted energy of the liver, or do you want to do actual physical work in my liver? Dandelion replies, "Well, one leads to the other, now doesn't it? Meet me where you want to. The work we do will be beneficial no matter what. Your infused castor oil, along with lemon, will drive my energy deep into the liver and into the other areas where applied. I go deep. I go deep where others can't and break up stagnation that has led to compaction. I blaze the trail for others who just can't break through that." Do you feel like you're tasked with a similar goal lately? Or, better said, do you need some of that kind of energy to propel you forward? Sometimes when you're in new territory, you need a little help clearing the bed before the seeds you plant can grow. And sometimes you keep skating over a particular area and having to return because the real healing is underneath. You've got to find a way to bring it to the surface. For you, my dear, you've buried quite a lot in your liver. It has become compacted. I want to come in and mine the area for you. Before you get scared about unearthing all that you've buried, stop. Most of it has composted down. You've been doing good healing work that has rendered the majority of what's there inert, but it still needs to move. And deep, deep down, There is treasure you're ready to access. This light you speak of, you know it's there, but you don't always feel it, do you? That fire that lives in your solar plexus, the fire that burns with all that makes you, you, doesn't feel very strong, does it? Yes, certain topics and people, interests and pursuits can stoke your fire momentarily. That real self-sustaining burn is being stifled, though. Let's clear out your liver. Let's clear out your solar plexus. And then let's reconnect you to the warmth and energy flowing up from the first and second chakras. When you do this, shining your light will be less of a concerted effort and more a way of being. Sunstone has more wisdom to add to this equation. Bring them in. And Lemon, too. You're ready, and it's time. I respond, "Thank you, Dandelion. I am ready. It is time." I've been avoiding this work for fear of what would surface. And Dandelion says, "Yes, but don't discount the work you've been doing to prepare. You centered and strengthened the root. You've connected into the sacral. This all had to happen first. Now all that strong energy is ready to support you. I'm not promising ease, though it is possible. I am saying you can get through this stagnation, and the golden light you'll uncover is even greater than you think. Let's excavate your fire." I reply, "Thank you. I'm excited to get started with you. Is the castor oil infusion I started the right preparation to use?" And Dandelion says, "Yes. Infuse sunstone, lemon, and sun frequencies as well. Apply to the liver, to the solar plexus, and to the bottoms of your feet. Check back in." And I say, "I will do it. Thank you so much." Now, I know I've lost all credibility when it comes to the use of the word favorite around here. But seriously, dear listener, Dandelion has my heart. Always has. Did you know that every part of Dandelion is edible? Did you know that more than just edible, Dandelion offers many essential vitamins and minerals, is an excellent bitter, which stimulates healthy digestion, and has an affinity for the liver? Dandelion greens, roots, and flowers are incredibly beneficial to overall health. When I mentioned Dandelion's resilience and persistence, I meant it. Think about how hard people try to eradicate Dandelion, and how, as a whole, they are ineffective. But many people never stop to think about the role Dandelion plays in our ecosystem. Dandelion appears in compacted areas that may have been depleted of nutrients. Dandelion sends its strong taproot deep down below the surface to draw nutrients up into the topsoil. Dandelion helps to break up compacted soil, making the area in which it grows more hospitable to other plants who can come in and continue the work of improving the health of the soil and therefore the entire ecosystem of an area. Imagine just trying to make the world a better place and constantly being attacked by people who don't understand what you're capable of or your true intentions. Ooh, okay. All right. I'm getting real worked up about how our society doesn't take the time to understand what is actually going on before we make a snap judgment and then use deadly force to quote unquote fix things. But to be fair, dandelion is not native to my part of the southeastern United States. I know native plants need to be centered. But what I find so interesting is that plants like dandelion and plantain seem to almost be following the non-native colonizers around and trying to repair the damage we collectively wreak on this land. I know that's a lot to unpack, and this episode is not the one where we will do so. But it's always good to remember that, for the most part, many of us are not native to the land we inhabit. We don't necessarily have a choice in that matter. We do have a choice to treat the land we inhabit with respect and care. We also have a choice to get to know the plants who are there, to see why they might be there, what they might be trying to do, and to observe before judging. Back to this sunny beauty. Dandelion is one of the most perfect solar plexus plants I can think of. Its actions are so very connected to the physical area of the solar plexus, and it has deep connection to the sun's planetary influence. I've worked with dandelion as a bitter before. Adding dandelion greens to fresh salads gives them an extra punch and is so good for you. We also drink a fair amount of roasted dandelion root tea in our house. The flowers, though, those have always just been a source of pure joy for me. I have infused oil with dandelion flowers before in order to harness their mild skin protective qualities. The call here, though, is more energetic. And you know, dear listener, how much I love to work with the energetic medicine of these plants. Based on dandelion's message, the energetic medicine follows the same vein as its physical medicine. Whether energetic or physical, we are being guided into the solar plexus and into the liver specifically. Dandelion is offering to help us excavate our fire. Are you one who stuffs your emotions down? Are you one who avoids anger or pushes past upset because it's okay? You're a strong, independent woman. You're not going to let setbacks get in the way of accomplishing your goals, and there's no use crying over spilt milk. Well, my strong, independent friend, you deserve to feel your feelings, especially the ones that aren't easy to work through. Dandelion is showing us that if we stuff them away, no matter how noble our intentions, they become stagnant and compacted. It becomes really hard to access our pure fire. Now, you may be thinking, no, honey, that anger and rage is plenty hot, and I just use it to fuel me. To which I say, get it, girl! But also, how's that working out for you? Is it sustainable? Because honestly, it's wearing me out. Let me tell you about this alternative, though. As I work with dandelion and surrender to the fact that I really do need to feel all my feelings, I'm noticing something. When I let myself move all the way through the feeling without trying to push it down or explain it away, the coolest thing happens. It leaves. Like, I sit with it and really acknowledge it,
and it runs its course and leaves. Let me give you an example. Recently, someone I love hurt my feelings. Normally, I'd work very hard to brush it away and say it didn't matter or I don't care because insert whatever lie I would choose to tell myself here. But this time, I just let it break me wide open. There were tears and melancholy and upset, and I sat with all of it. I didn't pretend it was okay or try to amend my reaction so that the other person would feel okay. I just sat with it. We were all uncomfortable while I worked through it. I sat with the feelings. I explored why I was hurt. Where was the truth and where was the story? What can I do about the parts that were true? What can I do about the story? Instead of being bitter and defensive, I was honest and sad. And here's my favorite part. After about 2 days of all this pretty intense emotion, I began to feel peace, like the emotions had run their course and left my energy field. I knew what I wanted to address and what was not necessary. I chose myself and feeling my feelings above everything else. How different I feel in my body after this experience, rather than my usual. How light and free I feel, rather than weighted down, uncomfortable, and resentful. I share this experience to point out that though it feels monumental to me, it probably doesn't seem so to you, the observer. And that is great. We start to fear that really feeling our feelings will break us open in a way that we won't recover from. The pieces of us will be too small and far flung to put back together. But, my friend, that's not necessarily true. My advice, the advice you did not ask for, but I'm going to offer anyway, is to keep supporting yourself however you need to. We develop a lot of tools on this personal development journey. We have resources all around us. The plants and the natural world are coming to us to offer support. We also have each other. I share with you the work I do as a starting off point. Please know I am thankful for the support of energy healers, therapists, and other healthcare providers. Their help is invaluable to me. We need our village and we need to trust our intuition. Sometimes we need help processing emotions. Sometimes we need to sit still and breathe deep. Sometimes we need to engage in raw, primal scream therapy and let it all out. You get to decide what you need. We all have different levels of access to the available options. I don't want to minimize that. I do love to share the energetic medicine available to all of us because you can always call in energy. It is amazing to have the support of a healer who can help you open up to the energy. But as long as you can walk down the street and see a dandelion, you've got a starting point. I am so thankful to be here offering the medicine of the natural world, specifically today's message from Dandelion. The next time you see its bright yellow flower, I hope it brings you joy. The Resourced Apothecary has dandelion-infused castor oil in stock if you'd like to work with this powerful energetic and physical medicine. And I would love to offer you a vibrational energy healing session, either in person or virtually, to hold space for you and to enhance the power of the work we are doing with these and other essences and frequencies. May the energy of dandelion guide you into your solar plexus. In that space, may you be empowered to feel your feelings, no longer stuffing down emotions and feelings. May you be supported in excavating your fire, that fire that is sustained by the energy rising through your clear and balanced chakras. And may all of this serve your very highest good. Big love, my friend.